This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I was in a rare celebratory mood last night. Usually things that result in a celebration for me. And good morning, by the way. I think I've been to the past several mornings. I forgot to start off saying good morning, but I'm so excited this morning. I honest to God am really, really excited this morning. And I'll tell you why. Isn't it nice to be in a no-lose situation, only a win-win? And I will certainly go through that during the course of the morning, but wait a minute, little sip of water. I'm so excited. I'm not kidding you. Donald Trump has once again outsmarted the morons, the political pundits, the members of Congress, the media, Joe and Mika. It's one of the most brilliant moves I've ever seen. Now, people say, hey, calm down, calm down. We don't know what North Korea is going to do, and we don't. But when you look at the basics through a conversation with Kim Jong-un and President Moon of South Korea, and what we have to give up, which is nothing, to sit down at the bargaining table with them, and I know this could change next week, so I don't want people out there to think I'm so naive that this is a done deal. The ramifications of having a nuclear disarmament and I mean, treaties are one thing. And as we've seen with Iran and others, they don't, you know, they don't matter that much, because you can break treaties all the time. Iran breaks them every day. But this is more than that. And you might say, well, it was just circumstances that developed that North Korea got pushed into a corner. Really? How do you think a lot of those circumstances developed? They developed because of the extreme sanctions that Donald Trump put on North Korea. The threats probably as legitimate as it is the other way around. North Korea afraid, forget about the pretense here. It's a chess game. And you're playing chess with Donald Trump. Wait a minute. Whew, I'm usually thirsty. And the sanctions have been working. North Korea, by unanimous agreement, is near bankruptcy. So they may have a choice like we have a choice. The United States has been unbelievably influential in helping China cut off the supply of goods and products to North Korea. So have other countries cut them way down. There reaches a point where if you don't have any money, you can't really bluff anymore. Now, I'd be very surprised if the situation were different. Millions of people are starving to millions of people are starving to death over there. It's an amazing situation. I mean, if I were protected, I can't think of anything more fascinating than taking an unsecured trip to North Korea, not being barred from anywhere. Of course, that's not going to happen. But this will be the first meeting of American president. We've had failures all the way up and down the line. Bush, Clinton, Obama, nobody has been able to break through. Even before that, Reagan. No, and Reagan tried. It just didn't work because they keep lying. Well, what is North Korea asking in the negotiations with President Moon of South Korea? What are they asking the Americans to do? Implicitly, they're asking them to don't disturb this regime. Let us run as we will. If you guarantee us safety, we're not going to be a problem anymore, and we're going to completely denuclearize. Completely denuclearize? Even they're saying that before a negotiation, and they're not asking anything for America from America in return. Do you realize what this could mean? So the morons out there in the media, and again, trust me, the only reason I even watch these morons is because I'd like to see what other people are saying. And they're now criticizing Trump. You know, it was an impetuous decision. He never consulted his Secretary of State. He never consulted Congress. He never did anything. He just made this impetuously. And you know what I say? Who gives a blank how he did it? Nothing you morons in Washington for years have ever worked. Here's a guy who's jumping right in, and he set this all up with intimidation. People would say Trump is going to blow up the world. It just, and I'm not saying this as an argument to the fact that Kim Jong-un is a flat-out nut, and who knows what he'll do. Yeah, that's the calculated risk. Here's what it comes down to. You know, my favorite theme on this show and in life has always been choices. You had Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. I like Trump anyway. I would have voted against any Democrat they put up. But you had to pick one of them. And when someone says, have you decided to vote for Hillary Clinton yet? I thought I was going to be an aide to Elon Musk. I thought I was going to zoom into space. I was so angry, and I'm so proud of myself for being so controlled. Are you going to vote for Hillary Clinton yet? Oh, and I talked to someone else who said before the election, I didn't mean to have politics come in. It was someone very close and naive. And he said, he doesn't pay women as much as men. That's why I'm not voting for him. He pays women more than he pays men, and he has more women working. And I wouldn't continue a discussion with someone who had in such an idiotic, microscopic view of what's going on. So I've never had a problem since. I won't talk politics with these people. You got choices. One choice is to go to war. And honestly, it was building up to that. Go to war or sit down at the negotiating table. Now, I know we've had policies in the past where sitting down at the negotiating table with tyrants, dictators, we don't do unless there are concessions made. North Korea voluntarily, or whether they hold by it or not, and they lie about everything. I realize it. North Korea made a concession. They'll sit down with any preconditions. And they're going to call off military actions that they're doing until then. This is significant. It's significant. How much would you pay? Because I would pay, I would pay several thousand dollars if I had the opportunity to sit down and just watch that discussion if and when it takes place before May. So number one, you've cut out You've won the battle of words so far, but you've even done more than that. You're squeezing the opposition in this country, and I turned it on the TV. I couldn't wait to turn it on. And it wasn't Fox. I couldn't wait to turn on MSNBC and CNN. Some of them gave guarded compliments. I mean, it's coming to the point where how can you not compliment this genius of a president? Sorry, like him or not, he's a genius. He's a political negotiating genius. And then I turned to Joe and Mika. Oh, my God. I wanted to watch it about an hour because I could see them suffering. We've known Trump for years and years and blah, 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 blah. And I guess I'm going to have to wait till after the break to tell you this, because you may not believe it unless you hear it from me. We're coming up to a break this morning on a very happy Friday morning. I hope it is for you, too, because this could significantly change the world and its makeup and its direction. And I'll explain how sometime. Oh, I'll be back right after the break.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Play order now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is business journalist Ron Insana, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who I think is one of the brightest guys on radio. Very straight, very down the middle, but very informed, and you should all be listening every day.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes.
All right, pleasant memories with that song that I have with most of the songs that I have on there, but we don't need to do a show on that. So we're looking, I think, at, as I was telling, as talking with Laurie during the break, that this could be the most important event, not only in the presidency for Donald Trump. It could be the most important political thing that's ever happened. And one of the reasons is that. Oh, by the way, I keep forgetting. So let me just begin. Let me restart over. Hi, this is Stu Taylor. Happy to have you rejoin. April 2nd, write this down, Laurie. We have Geraldo Rivera on for a good part of the show. He's got a new book out. I think it's called Geraldo and the Stage or something. I enjoy Geraldo Rivera. Let me put it that way. I think he is really entertaining. He'll be joining us for April 2nd, and this is one of those interviews. You know how you sit and you say, you know, I could do a million. It's one of those interviews I've wanted for a long time. So mark it on your calendar, April 2nd, Geraldo Rivera from Fox TV. So you look at this deal and you wonder why Trump would do it when most, quote, of these stiffs who are presidents of the United States, all of them, including the both Bushes. Please don't tell me how great the Bushes were. Don't tell me how great they are, because I could shoot that down in 5 minutes. It would take me a few minutes. I could shoot Obama down in 10 seconds. But there are preconditions here, and they may be verbal, but this is the first step. And the preconditions are that they're going to guarantee us full nuclear disarmament. But our military exercises can continue. And as I mentioned, they're facing bankruptcy. I mean, that's just no doubt about it. And Kim Jong-un, he may be crazy. That's okay. I think crazy is a great characteristic to have if you know how to use it. I'd say in my early years, I had tendencies to be a little bit crazy, a little bit wild. But I used what I had effectively, and I used it as a personality ploy. And then I, you know, somehow the libido went away and I lost all that craziness. But this is one of the most exciting situations potentially that we could have. So the critics come on and they're bashing it. And the classic cases against it are, oh, he didn't even consult Congress or his Secretary of State or Mad Dog. He didn't really let anybody know. Everybody was taken by surprise. You know, my response is, who gives a damn? He made a brilliant move, executed a brilliant move, and we're going to probably sit down at the negotiating table with Kim Jong-un, who possesses the ability to do such damage to the world right now, even though he may be 2 or 3 months from completion of his nuclear program to make it active. So he's holding some cards. This isn't the case. We're not talking with you. And the preconditions are more than met because they volunteered and they haven't asked us to give up anything. This is a no-brainer. And yeah, people are upset. I was watching some of the morning shows. He never even, what did Obama do? When he wanted to do something, he just did it. He didn't care about the law and nobody said anything to him. And we're going back to Russia collaboration and the people involved in looking at the Logan Act from 1815 or something, or I don't know, that has never been enforced and is trying to be enforced right now as a legal tool by Robert Mueller and his gang of thieves. Wake up. I'm sure most of my audience, I've gotten fewer and fewer and fewer criticisms through the years. And I don't mind handling those criticisms if you want to send them to stuartstutaylor.com. Don't mind at all. I'll address them on air. So Trump just did this in his extemporaneous, impetuous, I'll put that in quotes, manner. And he made the decision to do it. You know, people say that's no good. And I can't for 2 seconds compare myself to Trump. But when I was in business, I can remember I had some of the hottest movie properties in the country. And if they wanted them, they had to get them from me. And people would say, well, let me think about it. And I say, if you think about it, somebody else is going to get it. It's hot. We don't need any more documentation or proof. I used to do tests and send out like 12 dozen Batman posters to 3 or 4 stores that were sold out in a day. Duh. What do you think that told me? Some representatives. Well, let me think about it. I said, well, don't think too long. I'll give you till 5 o'clock today. Or I'll go somewhere else. I don't like people. It's not the people. I don't like speculation when there's proof of success. And let me save the biggest one of them all for you. And I'm going to get to that during the show because it's actually really hard to believe that There's so much animosity still out there that people can't bring themselves to say, wow, what a great deal. Mika Brzezinski, for example, on Morning Joe was criticizing Trump for this deal. And you know what her rationale was? Are you ready for this? Trump made this deal with North Korea to sit down with them so it would take the attention off Stormy Daniels, the prostitute with whom he was accused of not signing a non-disclosure agreement with. You think Donald Trump is sitting there petrified of Stormy Daniels, especially with Trump's social reputation from years back? I doubt it. And I don't want to get into the Stormy Daniels prostitute case. So brilliant Mika says he did this to deflect attention from North Korea. Here's a gal, right, who graduated Williams because daddy, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was, I didn't like him, but he was brilliant, got her in there. How can you fake 4 years of Williams, an incredible school, be so dumb? Ask Joe Scarborough. Sexual appeal is a big part of life. Tremendous weapon.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor, and loved every minute of it. So I hope you do, too. Thanks.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand.
Oh, man, I love that. You like that song by Peter, Paul, and Mary?
I love that song.
Ah, oh, man, I could hear that, honest to goodness. I could hear all day. Do you get songs in your head, Laurie?
You just can't get enough of it. Oh, yes.
You can't get rid of them.
Yes.
I was singing with Pen in Hand by Vicky Carr in my head for 3.5 days. I shouldn't even mention it. It's probably my, you know, like my top one or two songs. I couldn't stop. Couldn't stop it. And now I'm going, you know, I think I'm going to go to this one, In the Early Morning Rain. If you want to hear a great version of this, go up on YouTube and click on, I mean, if you're sentimental and romantic, The Mystic Moods of Love. When I was a single guy, I bought every one of their, at that point it was albums, and I bought every one of them, like 18 of them. Thunder and Rain in the background. I mean, it was the ultimate in romance. And The Mystic Moods of Love, side one of album one, Stormy Weather. And, I mean, you can sit there about 20 minutes each side. And I do that, I don't know, once or twice a week. Boy, you know, don't look back. Look ahead, as George Foreman said to me. Don't look back. Okay. Again, I'm really, really totally excited about this. And I understand the consequences. And Mika Brzezinski is blaming this on Stormy Daniels. You know how many sex accusations they've had against Trump? And a lot of it was years ago. And I don't think any of them, it doesn't sound like any of them constituted rape. There is a fine line between being aggressive with a woman, which if she has interest, I certainly think that's fine. If she doesn't, But here was Bill Clinton, and Trump is getting criticized. And here is Bill Clinton, who raped, I don't know how many women he actually raped or committed sexual harassment with. I can't guarantee you, but it was in the hundreds, if not more. And I can remember the reports of the Arkansas Police Department, et cetera. And he's wonderful. He's a hero. That's how nuts and disgusting the society is. I'd love to continue on North Korea, because I'm going to probably talk about it enough till my wife asks me to stop talking about it today. But let me turn to another encouraging subject. You know, you remember Where's Waldo? Where's Waldo? And you get all these pictures and you try. I love that. There was up until yesterday. Where's Jeff Sessions? Where's Jeff Sessions? And I've been critical of this guy, whom I once had enormous admiration for, every single day on this show. Jeff Sessions has been insulted. He's been intimidated. He has, I believe, not fulfilled his responsibilities on this job. He seems senile. I mean, I was in shock. Because people for years would say, who's your favorite congressman? The answer was Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions. I mean, there are others I liked, like Tom Coburn and others. Jeff Sessions. And he turned into a shadow of himself. And as you know, he recused himself from the investigation into the Russian collaboration. And he drew Trump's ire because the attorney general's position is to do what's legally right. And he felt that he had some legal obligations not to be in it. And I'm saying, with everything that's going on the other side, do it. So therefore was the birth of Robert Mueller, an ex-FBI head who has turned into, well, he's in a race up there with about 10 people for the biggest jerk around. He's not going to stop until he unturns every single rock and stone. And he's got this new person from, I don't know, is it Germany or something? Evidence never shows up. At what point is he going to be embarrassed enough to say, well, I'll go ahead and just prosecute Davis and Paul Manafort, and I don't know what's going to be with Mike Flynn, and say, well, our investigation, what's wrong with saying our investigation has yielded nothing? And the reason, quote, his investigation has yielded nothing and he won't give it up is because he's going out in different areas of other things Trump did, which is off ground. I don't know what Trump did in business. There are some bad stories, and I have no doubt that can conduct a multi-billion dollar business, there are going to be bad stories. But Trump has not committed a crime. And they're going back on his records. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful. Here, you want to go back on my records? I'm not qualified for anything. I think I'm beyond the statute of limitations. I walked into a clothing store one day as a young guy, and I tried on, I'll never forget this. I mean, this is my big deal. There's just two incidents in my life that I'm thinking, what did I do that could get me? I put on a green sport coat, and I've never stolen anything in my, well, except for the next story. And I put on the green sport coat and put my coat on, and I was looking for clothes, and I couldn't find anything, and I walked out of the store. And I said, oh, blank, I forgot to take off the green sport coat. I didn't even like it. And I started to walk back, and I said, well, and I was smart enough then to say, oh, they're going to get me. They're going to think I stole this, and I changed my mind at the last minute. I can't go back. So I never went back. The other time, and I wouldn't call it stealing. I mean, guys do this, and they show off, and so was I. I was at a dinner with some girl I was so infatuated with. And she loved the lamp on the table of the restaurant. And I brazenly picked the lamp up, unplugged it, held it up for everyone to see, and walked out with it. Guilty. I mean, I'm guilty, I confess. I am not qualified to be president of the United States. I've never stolen anything. I've never done anything to someone. I've never sought revenge. You should see what a nice guy I am. I mean, you really, I think Laurie gets an idea of it. I'm really a nice guy. And I actually am modest, but I'm comparing to what some of these stupid things that every young guy does. I'm sure if I search my mind, I could come up with some others. I can't come up with any others that are in regard to theft. But today it's different. It's accepted. So Jeff Sessions has apparently woken up from a deep slumber. And what we're now finding out, and I don't know why he's been under, maybe this was really smart on his part, I don't know. He suddenly sounds alive again. He seemed comatose for the past year. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know Trump can devastate people and then he'll go back to them. I mean, you know, that's Trump. Take him or leave him. And a lot of people don't want to work for him. And there are a lot of holes in the administration that the Democrats are complaining about with jobs that aren't filled. Some of Trump's fault. Most of the blame lies on the Democrats. If it requires approval, they won't approve anyone. And Jeff Sessions woke up and said he, in addition to what he's doing in sanctuary cities, and it's great, he's going to sue these cities, let California be removed from the nation, let them go bankrupt. They were the richest country, the richest state in the country, and now they're the poorest. And this is because of what's happening. And now they're going to, and they're the fifth largest economy in the world. Did you know California is the fifth largest economy in the world? Think about it. And there are so many Looney Tunes out there that if they're threatening to secede, let them secede. Let's see what happens now with monies being cut off to the police, to basic services that the town of, certainly the town of Oakland needs right now, and California, because they choose to harbor refuge for hardened criminals, illegal immigrants who have committed crimes. And the statistics, while they represent 3% of the country, they commit 13% of the crimes. And then you've got these, I can't remember any of their names, they keep coming on Tucker Carlson show. It can't answer a question. You know why? Because there's no answer. They're disgusting. A lot of them are professors at university. And I frankly don't know how Tucker doesn't lose control every time they come on. They're that bad. I'll come back and wrap it up with Jeff Sessions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor, and loved every minute of it. So I hope you do, too. Thanks.
Our final session here. I'll probably devote most of it, if not all of it, to one Jeff Sessions. And you know how good news comes in bunches and bad news comes in bunches. It seems like when someone dies, there are three of them. I mean, that's what it just it seems like. I as I get older, I hate more and more looking at it. And I used to look at the obituaries. I never look at them anymore. I never, ever look at the obituaries. There's certain things that I just I can live without, you know. And oh, that's an interesting play on lines, play on words. There are some things I can live without, obituaries. So Jeff Sessions has now announced, I think it was yesterday, that he's considering asking, and I think it's stronger than considering, a special counsel to begin an investigation into Uranium One at the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton. And I said, wow, because there's been talk about Jeff Sessions having the Justice Department do it. The Justice Department will hire one of their own. And there are no indictments that can occur from this. It would just go travel up and down the line. You never hear about it again. Just like, I mean, honestly, a sense like Benghazi, guilty as sin, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton should be in prison for that. Now, there was an article in the Boston Globe the other day before yesterday, by Jeff Jacoby. Jeff, thanks for sending me those flattering emails. And the article is "The Scandal-Free Obama Presidency, an Urban Legend." He may not be embarrassed, but his administration abounded in scandals. I remember him on O'Reilly, and he said it other. We didn't have a, this is a quote, "We didn't have a scandal that embarrassed us," Obama said. Sure, there were occasional mistakes and screw-ups, but there wasn't anything venal in 8 years. I mean, I could, you know, how many of these I could go through? Honest to God, I mean, I could do easily the whole hour. I mean, you could start with Jeff Jacoby started with Operation Fast and Furious and Benghazi, and the VA. Don't forget about the VA travesty. Our wonderful, wonderful troops who have suffered and never gotten any better under the Obama administration. I will tell you that. Trump loves the military. He loves our veterans. He loves our firefighters. He loves our police. And that almost equates to me loving Trump. I mean, he's a hard guy to love, but I love what Trump is doing. Trump isn't the hero in society. You know who is? Louis Farrakhan, who says the Jews are pigs. He wants to wipe them out, and he wants to kill all whites. And he's still out there. A friend of Barack Obama's, by the way. As if you need any other information. But you Obama lovers. Oh, my God. You Obama lovers. I'm thinking again of a friend of mine who he doesn't say he worships Obama. He only sends me negative emails about Donald Trump. He can't find in his brain, and he's a very smart guy, can't find in his brain one nice thing to say that Donald Trump has done. And while he may not be out there, he sent me a graph on the stock market on how Obama's rapid growth took place. And I said, compare this curve, which was years, to what Trump has done in just months. It doesn't matter. You can't talk to these people. It isn't even a matter of debate. It's gone beyond debate. Not only do I not debate them, I don't talk to them about politics. They haven't earned my respect. Now, if I want to earn their respect on issues, it's fine. I accept that. It's reciprocal. Somebody says I don't respect you, that's fine. But Jeff Sessions, and here's the big difference. If he gets a committee going and another investigative committee going, as opposed to the Justice Department, there can be indictments and convictions. It can't be a special it's got to be another special counsel like Robert Mueller, not the Justice Department. And I think it's coming, and I don't know. Maybe Sessions is a lot smarter than we all think. Maybe that's why Trump hasn't fired him. I don't know. But apparently, he's been gathering all this information for a long time. And if that's the case, I'll say, thank you, Mr. Attorney General. Thank you for not letting us down. And I do understand. He's not a big talker. He didn't go public. I don't know. I'm not rationalizing his behavior. I'm saying if he does it now in conjunction with going after sanctuary cities and putting them the hell out of business, I say let's put California out of business and anybody else. And he means it, and he's going to do it, because if they won't take ICE and they're going to, quote, rely on local police, the local police are so intimidated by the politics that are going on, they're, if I can use this term, they're handcuffed. They can't do anything. And who knows, they're probably mentally infected if they live in San Francisco or Oakland. And I've been out there I haven't been out there in years, but it is a shame. It is one of the most beautiful, adventurous places that I have ever been. And I remember as a young guy going out there, I wanted to move to Beverly Hills. Obviously I never followed through on it. But I mean, it's just, I said I'd take Bel Air, right? But it's ruined. It's wrecked because of the insanity of their governor, Jerry Brown, out there. Now, I've worked with Jerry Brown on radio in the late 90s. He's Governor Moonbeam is appropriate. This guy he was really strange in his behavior, not only to me, but to others. But interesting. At least lead an interesting life. This is Stu Taylor. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday, April 2nd, Geraldo Rivera.
Your opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.